I'm a Leo lion. Roar! Fiend!
And I'm a Cancer crab. Click, click, click. Rosie.
And you're listening to
Rapono! The best show of them all.
Ah, yes. Oh my god. I cannot believe that we're recording our first official podcast.
That's amazing.
Oh my god!
The plot has set sail. Okay.
Yeah. Zodiac signs. So let's talk about that. What is this? Good Mythical Morning? Oh, I love that show. Did you see their French toast?
I think so.
It was recent. It was delicious looking with my eyes.
Ooh.
What am I saying? Okay.
For this podcast, we are doing zodiac signs.
Yes, we are. Oh my god. What do you first of all, before we like get on to the meat, the big thick meat. Oh god. Before we get on to the meat of the episode, what are your opinions on zodiac signs and whatever astrology, whatever astronomy?
I don't really think about them. But it's really annoying, and I know you find the same thing annoying.
Oh Jesus.
When people blame their zodiac signs for things they do.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
I did this.
Yeah, it's like, I murdered three people. It's fine. I'm a Pisces. Like, shut up.
Don't blame it on your.
Like, you can't be like, I'm really pissed off at you for no reason because I'm a freaking Virgo. Like, don't talk to me, Vanessa. Like, I don't need you in my life if you're gonna blame everything on your zodiac sign.
I have to say though,
I'm also a huge hypocrite because I'm a Leo.
I have to say though, it's kind of weird when you look at like the pros and cons of your zodiac sign. It's weird how much you are like it. It's like kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I am a little fellow of the stage. Yes, I am. And I am a Leo, as you heard. Rawr. Oh my god. Also, most cat-like thing, and I happen to be a big fat fan of the animal. If you caught on to that from watching my YouTube, by the way, YouTube, it's called Fiend Show. I just changed it today, but yeah, you can watch episodes of the Fiend Show on YouTube for free. Anyway,
whoa,
sorry
for the for so free. Cool.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Anyway, that's pretty insane.
Okay,
anyway,
so people, yeah, this is the deal. Stay
this
on
is
cast.
The deal. The big
we are deal. We are taking little quizzes to see, like, can you their zodiac sign or like that
and
kind of thing.
We'll
tell you what the quiz is when we take it, just so if you want to go check
if
it
you want to play along, if you want to have a bit of a chuckle. I know I always, when people play like quizzes, I always chuckle, and then I realize that I'm alone in a room and
that's sad.
I'm playing with no one, so you can play along with us, and you know what, maybe one day you'll have a podcast too and you won't feel so lonely at like 2 a.m being like, ha 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 ha, I'm also this thing. I definitely got that answer. Like, we know you're lonely, Bertha. We know. So maybe one day you'll also have a sexy little podcast like we do.
So sexy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. This is taking a turn. Okay.
Okay, people. The first one is by
Magic Quiz. Ooh.
Okay, so it's, can we guess your zodiac sign based on your personality? I don't know. Can you?
Can you?
I'm a Cancer and Fiend's a Leo, just so people know.
So I'm going to be like, oh, boastful, loud, arrogant, poopy head. And Rosie's going to be like, oh, I'm a crab. So who knows how this is going to go. And I
never want.
Normally I get not. Yeah.
You've been invited to a party where you won't know anyone. How do you handle it?
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Wait, what are the options?
Hang out in
introduce
a my corner.
I can't do it. Introduce myself to everyone and make new friends. That's Aaron.
Ask someone to please come with me. That's,
oh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Hang out in the corner and worry that no one will talk to me. I find someone
hot to flirt with. I think I would ask someone I know to please come with me.
Now, if I had more like confidence, I mean, I'll say I've become a lot more socially confident over the years. But big parties, every time, as soon as I step in, I either get horrible nausea or just awfully lightheaded. I don't know why. It's like my body doesn't want me to have a fun experience. They're like, oh, there you go. You're lightheaded. Have a good time with that. Like, it's horrible. It's not fun. And it's loud, and it makes me panicky. But I feel like most people are like that with parties. No one's like, everyone's like, oh, I'm not like all the social butterflies. Like, the social butterfly is the one that's different. There's like no one social, especially of our generation. Yeah. So, I mean, but if I had more like confidence in that regard, in the way, I'd find someone hot to flirt with. But that's just
wait, what should you click?
Ask someone I know to please come with me, I guess. Because I would ask Aaron or you. Because you're good at introducing yourself to people.
Yeah.
Even if they are rude about it, which we've seen.
Okay, next one. Number two. Ooh. Which of these natural elements are you most drawn to?
Fire, water.
Water, air, earth.
Water. Immediately water. Immediately, that's like what I'd go to. I know I'm supposed to be fire. I'm a fire sign. I'm a big, hot, flamey boy. But I can't. You know?
Why don't you maybe air. Probably air. Air is like so nice. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Air. Really air. I can see it was like a Pegasus. Oh, an alicorn. And I'd be a little sea pony. You know the My Little Pony bath toys from like the 80s? I'm one of those bad boys. The mer ponies or whatever. You don't know, but I'm sorry.
I kind of didn't really hear what you said, so.
Well, the My Little Pony bath toys from the 80s.
Aww.
They're cute. People think those ones are creepy. I think they're the cutest. I like it when they're big, hefty horses, and it's like Pinkie Pie. Like, I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but, like, I love, like, the beautiful galloping steed versions of the My Little Pony toys. If this is a video, I'd put an image in, but just, like, look up big, hefty, galloping steed My Little Pony toys. And you'll find it. I remember this little girl at a party wouldn't let me play with hers, and
that's so sad.
I didn't actually want to touch it, but she was really bossy, and then she set it down on a dollhouse and was like, "You can't touch Pinkie Pie, okay?" Uh-huh. I remember she said exactly, "Don't touch Pinkie Pie." She said that. I was like, "Okay, thanks." And then at the same party, my aunt's mom tried to convince her that she cut her finger off, and it made me cry because I felt too guilty.
Aw.
So, sorry for going off topic. Why did your last relationship end? Oh my god, none of these are the answer, really. I guess I would say that we grew apart, but... Is that really the truth? Like, I guess I was too distant. I guess, because at the end, whoa, that was
the next question. Oh my god!
Oh my Jesus! Okay, well, wait. What's yours? What's yours, Rosie? Tell us the hot tea on that. The hot goss. Give me some. Tell us about that. I told you. Well, I didn't, but. Answer the question. I won't pressure you, but answer it.
I don't know which one.
I know. Well, I don't know. What am I saying? I know that my answer isn't necessarily on here, but I guess yours is the. I'm not gonna decide for you because that's pretty stupid of me. Also, I don't know your experience, but
I think I'm too confused.
I would say that from my perspective, you were quite confused. We had a few conversations, and I'm not going to get into it because guess what?
Please stop.
Not going to explain your private personal information on the air because you know how there's thousands of people listening to this, obviously. but it is available. So I'm not going to say anything because I love you.
Thank you.
Famous actor or singer? Okay, sorry. The next one.
What's your dream job?
Obviously, I'm set on being a world-renowned star.
Chef, which is... travel writer.
And if it doesn't happen, I'll wail about it.
Famous actor, singer. I guess entrepreneur, whatever the hell.
Entrepreneur. Well, yeah. You don't really have to do anything when I make money, enough money to compensate for 75 people. Oh, world-renowned star. Oh. So, you can see that I do fit the Leo stereotype a little bit. Just a tad. I mean, I often feel like I should be like a like somebody that uses the word like grand dame, like somebody like I should be like Joan Crawford or something. Like I should have been born in that body. Like I feel like I'm both an old soul and just so too immature and like childish for my own good that it kind of gets. Sorry, I overshare because wow. I'm not on Concerta. It's not really oversharing, just ADHD, and I didn't take anything for it. Okay. Okay,
next question. What's your ideal first date?
Swimming in the ocean for hours. And obviously...
Oh, wait. Mine... Okay, the options are dinner at the nicest restaurant in town, going for a hike.
Nope. Nobody.
Something totally unique like skydiving. That's terrifying.
No. Stupid.
Talking until dawn under the stars, going to see a comedy show, volunteering for Habitat for Humanity together. Mine is talking until dawn under the stars.
Okay. There are a few options. Either you take me to a remote location that's beautiful, unlike any other. Beautiful! Or you breeze on by, you take me to the ocean, we become mermaids.
Whoa!
And we transform through the ocean for hours.
It's like those paper dolls.
don't drag Lizzie and Melinda into this.
Wait, I feel like it was different people.
It was. I know. I'm making a little bit of a reference. Because that's like our iconic series.
Yeah.
Also, but or you take me to a drag show. Any of the three would work. But.
Okay, next question.
Or take me to the Oscars.
Ooh.
Something totally unique is swimming for hours as mermaids, so I guess that. You decide to order out for dinner. What do you get?
That's the next question. I'm so boring. I'd probably get a salad.
Oh, I'd get Chinese food because I like... So nice. The thing is... Yeah, because... Yeah. If I had to choose, like, any cuisine, it would be... whatever type of Asian food there is, because it just tastes the best. Let's be honest here. Ooh, something I've never tried before? That's nasty. What if I don't like it and it ruins the date? Also, pizza? True. Pizza is disgusting. That is so tacky. Take me to, like, a place where they cook food made of, like, fancy science juices. Like, you know those places where they... What's it called? I don't remember.
I don't honestly don't know.
But I know what I'm saying, but I've made it very unclear for most people listening.
Okay. Next one. Which reality show do you feel like binge watching tonight?
Big Brother.
Yes.
Or Drag Race, obviously. I
guess The Voice, if I have to be one. Oh wait,
The Voice.
Yeah,
The Voice. The Bachelor, disgusting. Project Runway, Shark Tank, there is somebody named Barbara upon that show. All of these are disgusting and vile, and I watch Shark Tank most of the time because my parents are either watching Jeopardy or Shark Tank, boring old Joes as they are. I watch interesting reality television like Drag Race and Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Big Brother in the Big Brother house. Sean Jay has just entered the Big Brother house. Oh my god, I love that. I love the guy. Oh my god. If that... Man, if the guy who voices who is the narrator comes over, I would just give him a big fat hug. Even if there's corona on his body, I will hug him because he's just so important to me. He's really gotten me through a lot of times. That's just like a full lie. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm really tired. Okay. Which magazine? Bon Appetit, because Vogue. Because if I got Vogue, I'd just be singing Madonna all day. Ruining everyone's life.
Let you I think I'd get Bon Appetit. That seems fun.
Bon Appetit is just gonna make me hungry. US Weekly is gonna be boring. Psychology Today, Aaron would take it. I'd give it to him. I would want something gay. You know what? There needs to be oh my god, I almost said something really bad. A Fiend magazine. I'm not gonna morph that into one word.
That'd be amazing.
Thank you. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Because okay. Because if you put fiend and magazine together, but just the beginning of my name and the rest of magazine, it's... That's really... pretty accurate. I would get the fiend zine. The fiend zine. Yep. Dodged a big fat bullet there.
Which of these is most important to you? Success, romance, stability, knowledge, or freedom?
Romance. If you're going to be in a romantic relationship with me, there's got to be a flaming passion. You have to set my heart aflame, metaphorically. If you burn my heart, then I will probably be so angry that I kill you to death. So,
wow. Another visual.
I know. If I'm still alive, if you, I feel like, yeah. The songs of Bob Dylan. Anyway, stability. Obviously not knowledge. I don't care if you're dumb as
I don't either.
As a freaking rock. I mean, you're friends with me, so. but
no, I'm so sad.
Not success.
Not success.
Suck. Success. Stability. I don't care if you're just on crack. Like, I don't care. I do not care. And I feel like that's kind of my destiny. So I shouldn't care. I shouldn't be a hypocrite. But I don't care. Like, if you're my friend, I'll help you convince somebody that you're that who's not real, that, like, sorry, kids, that the Easter Bunny helped murdered your wife. Like, very unrealistic. But, you know. By you, I don't mean you, but
okay.
I'm really tired, and I have ADHD. If you haven't caught on, I can't focus on one thing at all. Literally, okay, I guess because romance. Oh, yeah. Fire of passion. Someone were to call you a contradiction, it would be because... What's a contradiction?
I don't know what it is.
Is that like if you... signed a contract with your oh god, I've dug myself into a hole, haven't I, mate? Why did I say that in an accent? What? No, that's not what I meant. I was gonna say like diction, and then I was like, that wouldn't make sense, and then I was like, oh, I see what I'm accidentally gonna say. No, I was gonna say you signed a contract with your diction, but you know.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was, probably. I feel like everyone...
Wait, what is contradiction?
Be like, Fiend is a doo-doo head, stupid, poopy head, really annoying, stealing all the talk time, and being...
Wait, I'm gonna look it up.
What's a contradiction? Yeah. Because we're very prepared over here at Red Bull.
Contradiction. Okay. A combination of statements, ideas, or features of a situation that are opposed to one another. What?
Yeah. What?
Okay. What is an example?
So kind of like an oxymoron, but not at all. Yeah. So, yeah. So, like an oxymoron, except like with adjectives, I guess. Innocent yet daring. Conservative yet sensual. I am not conservative, nor do I think anybody finds me remotely sensual. Except for maybe the devil. But he's my father. So we do have some family problems. It's difficult being the Antichrist, and I do apologize. Does that mean Aaron's my dad?
Aaron listens to
hey,
this
Daddy, movie. How are you doing? And then I just gotta see what he says. I'll do that later. Oh my god.
Okay, which one are you?
I really hope he listens to this and is like, what is wrong? We've mentioned him several times.
We have.
I don't.
We mentioned him in the beginning and like in the middle.
And then in the. And, in
and
the
it hasn't even been over yet. He's been like mentioned like 4 times.
Yeah. Aaron, if you're watching, oh my god, watching. If you're listening,
that's what I said 1,000 bajillion times.
Oh, Jesus. I agree, Jesus.
If you watch our Instagram stories, we try so hard.
Yeah. You have to find your lighting.
Which one are you?
The sexy one. Tenacious yet lazy. Yeah. Helpful yet mildly cruel.
Which do you think I am?
I feel like I'm honest yet manipulative, which...
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a little upsetting, but... Optimistic yet secretly sad. Yeah, that's you. I feel like that's me, too, in a sense. I feel like out of all of these, I'm either honest yet manipulative, optimistic yet secretly sad, or tenacious yet lazy. So I think I'm going to say optimistic yet secretly sad. I feel like you're the
same. Next question.
I feel like you're... Yeah.
Everyone has bad habits, so what's yours?
Cocaine.
I daydream too much. I'm too bossy. I can never make up my mind. I always assume the worst. I have a hard time letting things go. I gossip too much.
I definitely have a hard
time. I think I can never make up my mind.
You gossip a lot. Let me just tell you about the mouth on this girl. Oh, wow.
Wow.
I mean, like, the talking, not the... Jesus Christ. This is... I feel like I've ruined your mind, too. Like, you were just a fine young lad, and I'm over here, like...
And then you came along.
Really just, like, stuck my mental dirtiness in your mind. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I would say I'm bossy sometimes, but not as much as some people we know. Not gonna say names, because I'm not... Also, that does not indicate to anyone, so don't try to be like, who is it? I have some clues, because we literally... That does not indicate to anyone. My mom is bossy, though. She's like, oh, do your laundry. She's never said that. Because I'm very lazy, and I don't... And she's taught me how to use a laundry machine a few times, and I still don't know. Like, I paid attention.
They're really confusing.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I normally, I, like, clean sometimes, not... We don't really clean, is the thing. We only clean when, like, somebody's, like, a guarantee. Like, Rosie, when you were coming over that day, my mom was scrubbing up the dishes. I was like, we're not gonna, she's not gonna, like, walk into the kitchen and be
you
like.
You wanted me to make up my mind.
Oh, you can never, oh, you're choosing out. I don't care what you say. You're making up your mind and choosing. I can never make up my mind. Mine is, I think I have a hard time letting things go. Because, come on, I've had a grudge against my parents for what I still love them for literally years. But it's valid. I won't tell you the story because it'll get me all worked up. Ooh. Pick an animal, any animal. Cat, kitty, cat.
I said lion.
Oh my god, this is disgusting. There is no cat. There's a crab and a lion, but I'm obviously saying lion because it's the closest to kit.
I don't want to. Lion's my favorite, like, my favorite animal.
Are you? That's my age for another
few. Which of these words best describe you?
Sexy is not on here. I don't
reliable,
know.
Reliable, determined, compassionate, outgoing, idealistic.
I've been trying to, like, quiet my ticking, but... You hear the ticking of the fiend, the lion, and the Jesus time. Don't know the words. You're very outgoing and you're very reliable.
Oh, those are good, right?
Yes. Yeah, I say outgoing and reliable, yeah. Either one of those is fine. I feel like I'm pretty determined when I get a role.
I feel like you are determined. Like, if there's something that, like...
Or adventurous depends on the adventure. Like, I'm willing to go up to someone... Okay, I'm more willing to go up to somebody who's, like, insane and try to become friends with them because they might not remember me. Then try to introduce myself to somebody that I'm going to know. Because it's like... And if I'm never going to see you again, I'll scream something weird in your face. Because I'm never going to see you again. You'll just remember, oh, one day. You'll have a fond memory. Okay? Of someone that you never... Because I don't want to introduce myself like that. Anyway, that was really off topic, but my concert was in the fire. My house is on fire. But yeah, my concert was in the fire. I'm not gonna go into it's like 26 minutes. Normal podcasts are like an hour, so I don't care how long we go on. But like, yeah.
Watch no one listen to this. That would be so sad. Well, all our hard work.
Yeah. Very, very hard work, obviously.
I know. Which celestial body do you feel most drawn to? The sun! Uranus.
Uranus. Jupiter, obviously. Because I'm Mr. That's Mr. Jupiter to you. Oh my god, you weren't here in second grade. Oh my god, here! I'm saying here as if we still go to that. Oh, that's cool. I forgot that we don't go there anymore. Insomnia.
The next one is, which of these is most likely to keep you up past your bedtime?
Whoa! Okay, the answers are insomnia, going out to the show, getting a little something something. Okay, that's really creepy. I don't know what that means, obviously, because I'm just a little kid. Studying, going for a late night run. Look at it. Big boy, inappropriate. But obviously, that's the one that I'm picking.
I said a creative pursuit, like painting or poetry. I always stay up late doing that.
I said the sex one.
Of course you did.
Even though it's not true, I still said it. I was thinking that's my age quiz, and they were like, what do you not leave the house without? I was like, oh, you best bet it's my wedding ring.
So, you're headed out for a night on the town. What sounds the most fun to you?
A house party, because you don't know what's going to happen. I'd go in being like, oh yeah, I'm going to do so much house at this house party. I'm going to be doing so much at this house party. And then I'm going to get there and just like hide. You've never been to a house party that I know of.
Really?
Yes. Have you ever been to like a rager?
I've been to house, like my friends, like people. Okay, you know what?
Have you been to a house party where like, your dad has you tag along to, like, everyone's been to, like, a
party. Of course I have.
That's not a house party. That's just, like,
no, I've been to other ones.
Like, have you been to a bunch of teenagers with, like, crack or something? And alcohol that they've mixed poorly and they die on the side of the road? Like, not that I know of, and you should take me. Wow. I will be the first one to go. In whatever context. Going dancing, because you know I have
those, so are so nice.
A play.
Going dancing. Oh,
you could go on here and see a play. See a musical on Broadway.
Oh, I hate dancing.
With Fiend in it. Sexy Fiend. Oh my god, no one finds me attractive. And that's just something about it that's kind of like annoying. Like sometimes I like read stuff and then live vicariously through the characters. Oh, this is a sad little confession about your good old Feeny friend. sometimes I have celebrity crushes, don't we all? I have a particularly big one on someone that is a celebrity, and I often live vicariously through that person's boyfriend's life. So,
wow.
You know how I spend my Saturday night? Just scrolling through Instagram mindlessly, wishing that this person who's like 20, no, like teen something years older than me, like what's teenage numbers? What are they called? Like the 17s?
I have no clue.
What are they called? I know they have a name, but I can't remember right now. The teen numbers, like 10. With a number on the back of it, something years older than me.
What?
They're like 30s, and I'm like. So yeah, almost.
That's a great 20, answer.
Almost, like... almost 20 years older, but. You know, if I could go back in time. And grab that opportunity. I certainly would. Oh, why?
I would love to know. I love
my
that
one fact, true love will never love me back. You
go back then.
Yeah. My one true love will never love me back. And that's just the fact of the matter. Unless.
I mean, the next question is like
almost 50.
Which Harry Potter house would
well,
you be
in? Well, not she, but they. Yes, I'll be respect. I'll be. Depends on the. How do I explain without giving it away? Anyway, have a bit of a guess. Guess in the comments if you can do that on this podcast. Guess who my celebrity crush is. Numbers 10 and 5 may surprise you. I literally... Okay. Fine. I'm going to go for a quiet walk. And probably get attacked.
A quiet walk?
Yeah. Which Harry Potter house? None of them.
I said a
Harry
play.
Potter is poopy.
But
Ravenclaw...
I'm on Hufflepuff.
Ravenclaw sounds cool, but I hope that Harry Potter dies and J.K. Rowling is a horrible person. And I'm not shy with my opinions on J.K. Rowling's transphobia and her stupid, stupid face. I've never seen a picture of her, I don't think. So I don't know. But I'm assuming that the look on her face is stupid when she likes a bunch of transphobic tweets and then tweets some transphobic tweets. That's what I think that her face looks like. So yeah. Sunny and hot, obviously, you fool.
How
dare this quiz assume?
What is your favorite kind of weather? Sunny and hot? What?
Of course.
My favorite is a cool breeze with low temps.
Like, that's disgusting. Oh, that's disgusting.
That's the best.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever... Wow. Now, I think the internet might be trying to tell me something. Because the quizzes... that it's asking me to take, you know, those weird advertisements where it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, these are the quizzes on your door, like that's trying to make you take quizzes. I feel like people might be a little concerned because I'm talking a little weird, intoxicated that I know of, unless someone's drugging me in my sleep and in my drinks.
The next question's so funny.
But mine are, do I have anxiety quiz, my zodiac sign, take depression quiz, test your depression. So that's kind of rude that you would assume that just because I look like this with my resting sad face. Okay. So the computer...
You meet someone and know.
Know.
Immediately. You're going to be friends. How?
They're Rosie. They're you.
Oh,
I can just tell from their aura.
If it,
we
if
meet
it
doing
was,
something they, we both love. What are we doing?
If it was they made me laugh, that'd be really funny because I laugh at everything, so.
Whoa, I scrambled those sentences with my eyeballs.
I
mentally face-tuned the imagery of these.
Maybe
the,
I don't know.
They made me laugh. So, yeah. If I ever meet my Roger Rabbit, yeah.
I mean, people always make me laugh, so.
I love it when someone, I hate it when someone comes up to me and says something really interesting, unless it sticks with me, because I want to be the interesting one. Stop trying to come for me.
They're trying to steal your thunder.
They're really trying, they're just snatching it out of the ground. Like, I'm Zeus. Go be somewhere else. Like, makes me angry when people say something more interesting than something I could think of, because then I get jealous.
The next question is really difficult. Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Depends on the crowd, but mostly if you see me introverted, like most people that aren't, like I feel like a teacher that doesn't really know me, like I just get their class that, or like a student that just kind of sees me around, I don't have like any class with them, they'll be like, oh, that's an introvert. But if you know me really well, you'd be like, oh, that's a big fat Broadway theatrically personality'd over dramatic over there. So I
what do you think
I get on a loud belt for no reason. I love to sing. Ugh. I hate it when people try to sing over me. Would you rather get married or have the
I'm an introvert or an extrovert, like
oh my golly, obviously career. I can just have a really strong date life, really strong.
I'd rather have a perfect career. No, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, like, that's better. Like, I don't know.
Yes. Pepperoni. No pizza because it's disgusting. Who says corn? You disgusting whore.
Corn? What? What is even that?
Seafood.
What are you most likely to get in trouble for?
Just cheese. Thank you, ma'am. just cheese or cheese and mushrooms. I don't care if you're a little pizza person. I like me a freaking slab of bread with tomato and cheese on it. You disgust me. Don't do that to yourself. You're ruining your body because you're acting like a child. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay, so then but, no, we don't have jobs.
But no, I'm not done with my pizza anger. Sorry. I am not done. I'm so sorry.
You're just getting started.
I am just getting started. If you try to come up to me and then say, oh, you know they eat pizza? Why aren't we even friends? Like, shut up. I've had people say that to me. More than one person. Or because I don't like dogs that much. They're pretty spooky. They're like, do you know what they'll say? It's, okay, dogs, they spook me out a little bit. They're a little creepy to me. I don't want them running up and trying to eat my face. Like, that's what I, like, they feel like they're gonna bite me. But then people get so angry. Like, people get so angry that I'm kind of, like, a little bit spooked out by the dogs running around. They're like, that's disgusting. You can't be scared of dogs. And then I'll be like, well, I like cats because they're obviously better. And then, but which is my opinion, which is fine. Like, have your own opinion. I don't care. Like, you're entitled to your own opinion, Maybelline, or whatever your name is. But but then they're like, no, they're not. Cats are stupid. Like, you can't get angry at me for being afraid of dogs and then go and call cats stupid. Like, shut up. Malcolm. I've never met anyone named Malcolm.
I haven't either.
Oh my god. We should bring that name back into fashion.
A similarity. Anyway,
I'm a little angry.
So we don't have jobs, but I think if I...
Okay.
What I'm most likely to get in trouble for is not finish my work on time.
Either that or I'm obviously gonna get constantly distracted or goof off during the workday because I get in trouble in class for being distracted or for being distracted. When, like, if I forget to take my Concerta, like, oh god, what a day that turns out to be. But then also, I feel like I get in trouble for something inappropriate. Like, I feel like I get in trouble for, like, working at, like, a professional food restaurant and then, like, kissing on the food. Like, I feel like I'd get in trouble for doing something like that. Like, something inappropriate and scandalous. I'll be in the paper, I'll be in the news, and I'll be famous. Oh.
Do you like your birthday?
Yes. It's my day. Everybody better give me all the presents. And I can't believe that people don't like their birthdays. What the freak?
You have a free hour to kill. What do you do?
Obviously,
listen to music. Listen to a podcast. Well, maybe make a podcast.
Oh, you could listen to Rofona on your free hour. None of these, obviously. None of them. You stupid quiz.
Being sick or getting out of work or school, yes.
Yes, yes.
I faked it when I was, like, really young, though.
Oh, I faked it literally in eighth grade, yeah. Literally, I've been faking it for years. Literally. Sometimes I'll just come into school and be like, my health internally, my sickness level is fine, but my brain is really sick today. Do you ever go into school and be like, I feel so incredibly lonely, I just have to go home? Because the thing is, I don't have you, or I don't have Anne. The three amigos are not in my classes.
That's so sad.
So it's like every time.
Wait, you have one class with Anne.
Yeah, but we always sit together.
Those two classes.
Every other class, it's like the science team, even though I'll think I have friends, I think I have friends in my class, and then our science teacher, he'll be like, oh, everybody can choose their seats today. And then everybody will move to their own tables. And I was, every time, I'm the only one at a table. Every time. Even the kid who no one ever talks to, that person. Like, you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Always gets to see. There's never been a time where I wasn't alone at a table.
Oh, that's never. So sad. I every was with you.
Yeah. If you were with me, it would be a lot less difficult. But no one likes me. Like, I understand that not really that many people like me. But it just gets really lonely. And I don't need to, like, be like this on this podcast. I don't need to be stupid like that. But yes, of course I fake sick. Because sometimes it's just too sad to be there. Which sounds really petty and, like, middle school-y and, like, teenager-y. But that's just the truth. Everybody sucks in middle school. Everyone sucks when they're a young teen. That's just what's going to happen to you. And I'm not afraid to admit how much of a horrible, sucky person I am. I'm also very, very lonely. 9.5 times out of 10, I'm lonely. So if you wanna be my friend, DM the optimist. The not my podcast. I'm so stupid. DM her other podcast and then ask for Fiend. No, DM Rofono on Instagram and be like, "Hey, Fiend, sweetie, you want to have a little bit of a chat? I would love that. I would love to have a chat with you because then I'll know that someone cares." Because,
you're working out. What are you most likely doing?
Working out my butt.
Pilates or yoga?
What the heck is Pilates? Somebody tell me. I hear, oh, it's Pilates. Like, what the freaking freak is that? I'm shaking my head around with shock.
The next question. Sorry.
I'll see you in a second. Okay. Swimming. Wait. Pole dancing. Yeah. Pole dancing underwater. Pick a college major.
Design. Of course.
This is disgusting. They don't have acting.
They
is
have theater.
Wait, they do?
Yeah.
Oh! Juilliard. We're probably just going to be ending up going to some Philadelphia high school.
Pick a texture.
Together. Because we're going together. Maybe Temple.
Pick a texture. Smooth pebble. Velvet water sand. Water.
Water, obviously. I love water and I love sand. I love it when you turn the pages of a book on your fingertips in such a way that makes it feel just like sand is piling down on them.
Ooh.
But I hate, for some reason at the beach, I always get in this trance where I'm just so dizzy and I need to lay down. And I lay down in the warm sand. It's so lovely. And then I realize that sand is in all of my crevices. So I take a shower and still didn't get the sand out. I'll be shaking sand out of my hair for days.
And then when you scratch your scalp.
My morning beverage of choice. Coffee is a sin. Coming from the Antichrist. Coffee is the most disgusting thing. I tried to like it. Oh, I tried. I have a video coming soon on my YouTube channel, The Fiend Show, by the way. Called. I might change it back to It's Time for Barbara. So this might be a little outdated, but trying to make coffee, trying to like it. Disgusting. Still hate it. Tea, obviously, is the way to go. Obviously. So. You just screamed fuck. Why?
I scared of a project I was working on.
I'm just really happy. If I seem angry, I'm probably a little more glad. Because when I'm upset, I'm just always sad. Okay, I don't really get angry, but when I do, it's like, I've dented the walls. I've thrown things. Like, I have a full-on, like, teen tantrum, if you will. It's a little concerning, yeah.
Next question, buddy.
Do you have tattoos? Yes, obviously.
No, but I want one.
No, but I want one. I wish that was an answer. I want to...
How do you feel about...
My parents aren't listening. We should, like... do like a stick and poke tattoo. They would kill me, but I wouldn't care. I want maybe like a little heart on like my wrist.
Oh, that's so cute.
I just limped my wrist. Okay,
next question. Wow, we're on question 33. That's
a sassy. There's so many. What
the freaking freak magic is? How do you feel about plastic straws?
I didn't know I was supposed to have an opinion.
I'm trying to they're hurting the environment. We should ban them. That's my
Ska is what everyone's saying. Yeah. I didn't know I was supposed to have an opinion, but they are hurting the environment and the ocean, which is something I'm very passionate about. You don't know this. Do you know how to write in cursive? I remember some of it.
I remember some of it, not all.
I sucked at it. But
the next one.
No one would expect this from me, but definitely punk music is my music of choice. Or rock.
Music.
I like alternative. I love My Chemical Romance. I love all the emo bands. Like, I love, like, the four, like, MCR. Bless their souls. Oh, they went on that reunion tour. My mom refused. And then there was Corona. And it was the most horrible sight I've ever seen. Oh, you're going to be like, oh, today's tomorrow's happiness wishes. And I'm going to be like, oh.
be yourself. Everyone else has already taken oath. Be the change
that
you
want to see
in the world. Oh, that's so cute.
Life you think what, every inspirational, like, cheesy Christmas
life is what
is
happens
cute.
To us when they're making... What?
That's disgusting. We accept the love we think we deserve. Which is why I feel so unloved. I don't deserve it.
Wait, oh, last question.
It was not great. It was disgusting.
The
last question
is,
how would you rate this quiz? It was so stupid and I hated it.
I loved
it.
Loved it.
Show me my results. Ready?
I clicked it. Wait, don't share it yet.
Oh, hold on tight. I'm holding on tight. I grabbed my bed. I'm sitting on my bed because I'm a lazy, poopy head. Wait, did you get yours?
Yeah.
I got Capricorn.
I'm a Gemini.
I'm a Leo, you fool. Oh, no.
They said I'm a Gemini.
What is
clever,
that?
Clever, witty, and very imaginative. You're one of the most creative signs out there. You're always up for new adventures, although you can sometimes be a bit impulsive. That only means you have loads of fun, though. You love and embrace change and simply cannot do without it. Your very well-being depends highly on your freedom. What? Rarely do you let anyone tell you what to do or how to do it. This tends to give you an air of restlessness and a mischievous quality that tends to attract anyone who is willing to communicate in openly.
Ah! This is disgusting. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever read.
Wait, read yours.
This is illegal.
Wait, read yours.
Against the law. You're ambitious, patient, responsible, and practical. I am none of those things. Maybe ambitious. I don't know what it means. Well, I know, but, like, I don't. It's one of those things. Whatever. You're considered to be the most serious sign of the zodiac.
Oh! You're serious?
Oh, my God. That could not be more wrong, you stupid butthead.
How am I a Gemini? Ah!
As an earth sign, I'm a fire sign because I'm flaming. I'm just flaming. Than everyone else. Oh my god, I'm such an idiot. I am so, like, ugh.
How am I a Gemini?
There's nothing more important to you in your life than family. Yeah, I would consider you family, so yeah.
I consider you family.
I would consider you very close family. Like, you're kind of like a very close cousin. Because, like, I don't think we'd be siblings. I feel like we'd be great roommates, but we'd, like, passive-aggressively argue about very petty things. Like, oh, you want the plan over there? Fine. And then I'd move
No, because I would be, like, designing all my designs.
And I'd be, like, move the plant.
You'd move my design. Ah. Okay, should we go to the next quiz?
Yes, we should. Okay.
This one's called
Ghost Also, wait, hold on. You're a master of self-control and have the potential to be a great leader and manager. As long as it's in the sphere of business, this could not be more wrong. You're very trustworthy and people always come to you with their secrets. People come to you with their secrets. They don't come to me with it. Well, depends on the person. But most of the time, you shouldn't trust me with your secrets. Unless it's very serious. I will tell. It'll be...
That's great to know. Thanks
for
sharing.
It's like a matter... In the next few days, I'll have told several people. Hi, Mom.
That's really nice to know.
Yeah. Well, not you. If you tell... No, okay. Here's the thing. If it's a very private secret and someone really wants to know, I'll say somebody without their name and just say, like, they and, like,
make sure
to be very vague. But if it's an extremely private secret, I won't share any of it.
No, this is great to know for our friendship.
Thank you for
letting me know that you'll share all
No,
my
I don't think I've ever shared, well,
damn it.
I don't think I've been very respectful about your secrets. There was one thing that I was not supposed to say anything about, but I said something decently, like, sheltered away. I didn't let the people really ask any questions.
Oh, no.
It was...
After this podcast, you were telling me about this.
I was telling you, yes. But it wasn't that serious. And I said I didn't reveal any identity at all. I swear to God. I swear I didn't reveal
any. Okay, great.
But I'll tell you about it. That's the only time. Because, okay, don't trust me with your... If you're listening to this right now, do not trust me with your secrets. Unless they are life-changingly important. If you come up to me and tell me that there is something so important in your life, and it would be, like, a crisis. Like, for example, you tell me that, like, you, I don't know, that you, like, you don't identify with, like, how you feel and you don't want me to tell anybody about it. I will be respectful of that, because that's disgusting if I, like, out you to people.
Yeah.
That, I would never do that. But if you tell me a juicy little fact, oh. There's not enough juice in this world. I'll juice it around.
Oh, that was a
really... Oh my god, I usually know best. Depends. Really depends. But, yeah. Share with your friends. Well, you didn't guess either of ours. Okay, which zodiac sign are you? Go-to quiz.
Okay, pink. The go-to quiz. Which of the following colors do you like the best? Pink.
Yellow.
Oh, and yellow.
Pink and yellow. No, I can't choose
both.
Ah. Oh my god, pink. I love pink. I love yellow. I love
how good of a person are you on a scale from 0 to 10?
Black and white. Ooh, evil. 10 I'm pretty
good.
I would say I'm pretty decent. Well.
What am I?
Angel. I'd say good to most people, but decent to others. Sometimes ooh. I'm really bad. Sometimes I've been really shitty. Yeah, I was a compulsive liar.
Wait, so you think I'm good?
Not anymore. I've changed my ways. Yes, you're an angel. 10.
That's a lie.
You're an angel. Oh, 6 to 7, I think, is for me. Decent. You're an angel. Yes.
Okay. I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
You're sweet. The next one. I'd say you're very sweet.
Okay.
Mine is annoying. Yours is sweet.
Yours is not annoying.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Okay. There's a bunch how of adjectives, and lie? One is not fiend, and one is annoying. Sometimes. Really? Sometimes.
For me, it, like, kind of just, like, it saves time just not to lie. So
yeah.
I just don't. Like, depends on the situation. And that's why people, like, usually believe me. So, like, when I rarely lie, it's for a good thing. It's not for, like, a bad thing.
Yeah, I'd say I very rarely lie with ill intent. I very rarely lie. Sometimes it'll be a white lie. Sometimes I'll be like, wait, why the hell did I just lie? I've changed a lot, by the way. I don't lie very much, but I'll still say sometimes. But I do not lie very much, no.
Okay,
not
how many
when I was in pre-K, I was really, like, running my mouth. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I would lie at every turn. And then I stopped lying, and then I started lying again, and then I stopped. So,
how many friends do you have?
None. No, I'm kidding. 1 to 2 or 3 to 4.
Well, I have like 1 to 2 friends or like real friends. Or, like,
I have 1 to 2 definitely real, genuine, like they're gonna be there friends. Like
I 1 to 2. I'll say 5 to 6.
1 to 2 friends that would sit with me in the room, because I determine if I think I have friends in my class and I'm left alone at the table, the only one in the entire room. Yeah, 1 to 2 real friends. Sorry. Oh my god. Which of the following stereotypes represents you? Last year, complete emo. Prep hottie, obviously.
I don't think I'm any of these.
Out of all of these, I guess emo, because
any of these. Which would I actually be? Can I just, like, skip it?
I feel like I don't really have, like, a I guess the weird one. Crazy one. Theatrical diva.
Wait, which would I be? Because, like, I don't
know. Prima donna. I guess nerd. I don't know. you're pretty popular, but not really. How do I explain this? You're popular because you're very sweet. You never say no to anyone, so I have to step in and
that's
be like,
no
for you.
I feel so bad about it.
Yeah.
But people I'm just know say, that
you
I
don't say no.
Say yes.
So people basically, sometimes the popular kids will, like, use you for stuff, and then, like, because you all
I
don't
say
no.
No.
It's really, and I get very angry about it, and I yell at them to go away, because I don't want you to, you shouldn't feel bad saying no if you're not comfortable with the situation, okay? Everybody should take that advice. In any situation, you shouldn't feel bad saying no. If you're uncomfortable, say no to anything.
Which of the following is most important to you, both? Friends and family, like.
Both. Yeah, both.
Which of the following colors do you hate the most?
Orange and gray. Orange and gray.
Because those are just, like, they're boring.
Yeah.
The options are pink, purple, then red/black, blue, and green.
Orange and gray. Because blue and green are beautiful, oceany. I feel like my personality, like, not my personality, but my aesthetic, goes between complete emo to like Lolita doll, like kawaii nonsense, and then also ocean and like vintage. Like, I don't know where I'm at. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. But like, so like pink and purple. Also, I love like sparkly diva nonsense, like over the top costume, yeah, like if you gave me a giant sparkly pink banner, I would wear it. I don't know. Like, so like pink, purple, red, black, blue, and green. I love those colors, but orange and gray, they don't belong in my heart. Unless orange is like on the rainbow.
Yes,
But gray,
definitely.
are you conceited? Oh my God, yes, exclamation point. Absolutely. I know what it means, but I forget what it means. It's one of those things where you know
It's
exactly
like
how you describe someone, like conceit, like I could describe someone's conceited, but I couldn't say the exact definition, even though I like know what it means. I
wait.
don't know what it means. So
I just
someone,
looked it
yes,
up. It
realistically,
said
someone.
excessively proud of oneself's
Yeah,
vain.
vain. I'd say somewhat jokingly,
Vain?
because if you,
I
I'm
don't know, I guess
able to bottle up
somewhat.
all my self-hatred in public, but
How do you feel about life?
life is scary. Life is very scary. You don't know when you're gonna die. You don't know what's gonna happen after that.
That's
You don't
true.
know
I feel like
anything that's
that
gonna happen
one.
at any turn.
Life is
Although I don't
scary.
believe in fate. Sometimes I think that some things were like meant to happen, but like jokingly, how do I say this? Like, I feel like the three amigos, they were meant to go to school together. Because if we didn't all go to
Yeah.
to the school that we went to, it like we were all gonna go to a different school together.
Yeah. How often do you agree with other people's opinions?
Usually,
Usually,
sometimes I also
it
pretend to
depends the
agree so that I
person.
don't get mad at me.
It
Yeah, it
depends the
really depends on the
person.
person. Sometimes
Like,
I'd
it
be like,
depends their opinion.
yeah, Bertha, sure.
But if it's like a really like,
Yeah.
ooh, what do you want to be in the future?
Actor.
Well, not a fashion designer. But
I
it's like
guess.
an artist type. I want to be an interior designer. I guess
Yeah,
that's
that's
it.
art. That's
Yeah,
art. That's
an
pretty
artist.
art.
Okay. But
Yeah.
you're artistically designing the room. Okay.
Which of
Which
the
of the
following is
following
fake?
statements do you agree with the most?
Creativity is beautiful. Big
Yes.
facts. The world has too much hate in it.
Yeah.
Big fat facts. The world
Yeah.
needs more drama. The largest facts I've ever seen. Juicy big fat facts. Life is all about negativity. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you can't be yourself. Sometimes I love bullying others. No. I
Yeah.
think the world needs more drama. Cause my friend and I we're the two brunettes. We never get in the arguments, but everybody else, this is friends, not like school friends. This is like neighborhood, because you're just kind of obliged to be friends with all the neighborhood kids where I come from. We're like the only two, like there's like regulars outside. We're like the only two. Like, he's not normally like out all the time, but most of the time in the summer he's out, not necessarily in the winter. But we're both brunettes, and all of the blonde kids get in huge arguments. Because for some reason, that's not like my neighborhood, I find to be very diverse. But for some reason, all of the kids are blonde, except for me and him. And yeah. And then we like stir the pot. We call ourselves the shitty brunette pot stirrers or whatever. I lose track. But yeah. Shout out to Ezra. He's fun. He's good.
How wealthy are you?
Normal.
I said normal.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I'm poor or broke. Like, personally, as just myself, but like
Yeah.
in general, like how I'm living, I'm pretty like average. I'm not like wealthy, but I'm not like broke. I'm, yeah, right in the middle.
Which of the following animals do you like the most? Cat.
Cat. Already cat.
How
How's
do
your other?
other people describe you the most? Wait, I'll do it for you and you do it for me.
Depends on the person. Some
Wait,
people
I'll do it for
will
you.
describe me as unique. Some people will
I would
describe
say
me as
unique for
shy.
you.
Yeah, I would say oh, I'd say no, weird for me. Not unique, weird. Just
Okay.
straight up.
Well, okay.
You are sweet. You're beautifully sweet. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Aw. Look at this tender moment of friendship. Everybody
I
capture this with their ear brains.
know.
With their ear
It's already
camera.
an hour. Wow.
Dang.
What's
Hope
your
you're
favorite activity?
really tagging along. Hope you're enjoying.
What's your favorite activity? Drawing. Well, I also
Out of all of these, none acting, but drawing. Yeah.
drawing. What's your favorite type of food?
Meat. Meat. Mm. Ew. Oh my god. Oh.
I don't really know.
I'm disgusted with myself, but candy, of course, but meat, of course, but candy in the sense that they're talking about.
I'll just say candy because, like, I don't know.
Whoa.
I'm not gonna be any of them, really.
Oh my god. Okay, did you get your result?
Wait, I'm getting it. Wait.
What the friggin'?
We don't say yours yet. No!
What the heck?
Wait,
Aquarius?
How close are you to cancer?
Aquarius.
I'm 0% cancer.
Oh my god, I'm a 30% Leo, which is not bad.
I'm
that's
76% Aquarius. I got
that's quite a bit.
Aquarius.
Yeah, I'm Aries, Gemini, Virgo, Scorpio, Leo, which is my actuals are in order. I feel like we should cap this off because we.
I'm Aquarius, Aries, Pisces, Gemini.
The BuzzFeed quiz is very short.
You're
so
zodiac
like
sign
like
and Sagittarius. You're considered an innocent person and you live the good life. You treat others respectfully and there's nothing evil about you. You're very helpful and caring. What? I rated a smiley face.
I'm not rating it because, well, you know what? I'm going to rate it an angry face. Awful.
There's many faces.
You suck. Okay. We should breeze through the BuzzFeed quiz because it's the shortest and we should, like, wrap this up.
Yeah, this is the last one, but we won't really explain it.
Yeah.
Okay, BuzzFeed quiz. It's just, I bet we can correctly guess your
quiz. I would love to date a famous person because it would be fun and exciting. Strong agree, strong disagree. Agree a little bit.
That's what I said, agree a little bit.
Because I would be jealous. I get too jealous that they're famous and I'm not.
For me, it depends. It just has to be a good person.
Yeah.
I'm more sensitive.
But I would, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna be in the middle. Definitely.
Okay.
Not in the middle. What am I saying? I would rather stand out in a crowd than blend in. That completely depends on the situation. If I'm in school, I don't want you to look at me.
I'd rather blend in.
I'm upset. Nobody's happy. Like, I'd rather blend in. But if I'm like beautiful show Freddie Bodine, then I would want to stand out. So, neutral, I'd say.
That's fine. I'd rather stay in than go
to
party.
Maybe disagree a little.
I'm neutral. Like, I would do both. I don't know. Like, whatever.
Yeah, neutral. Pretty neutral.
It depends on the day. Like,
it really does depend. If I feel really awful, I don't want to go out. But at the same time, I'll have, like, fear of missing out. Like, I'll be like, what if something big boy fun happens at this party and I miss it out? Like, what if there's, like, cocaine? I don't get to try it. No one should follow my example. So yeah,
I'm more attracted to new ideas than old traditions.
Neutral depends on the tradition.
Yeah, it depends.
I'm extremely competitive. Very much disagree. Well,
I hate competitive.
Depends on the situation. So I'm almost strong. I need to have a lot of sex to feel fully alive.
Oh, I'm
strongly agree all the way.
I just strongly disagree.
I'd like to preface that I am a lifelong virgin, lifetime virgin. Nobody is attracted to Fiend, but that's okay. I mean, it's not very long.
If I stay in one place for too long, I get very
strongly
restless.
Agree. Yep, strongly agree. Absolutely.
I hate staying.
Well, it depends on the. Okay, sometimes I just want to stay in my room and just be upset, but that it depends. So yeah, I'd say mostly strongly agree. I feel very anxious when things are not organized. Nope.
No.
Well, it depends, but yeah.
And neutral, because it depends what it is.
Yeah, it really does depend what it
is,
so I just disagree slightly.
Mixes up my markers, like, dumps them out, and says I want to organize them the right way, true experience.
Oh.
I'm not going to be happy, but, like, if someone's trying to organize something else, I don't care.
Yeah.
I enjoy being a celebrity.
Strongly agree. Yep. That's my goal, baby. Ew.
I just put, like, in the middle of those. I don't know. Like,
When I find someone I connect with, I get kind of clingy. Clingy, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, in the, a little more than in the middle, between neutral and strongly agree. I agree quite a bit. I need a lot of praise and affection to feel good about myself. Apparently there's such thing as a praise kink, which means that you're like, you're praising me. Which
I
is really
a lot of praise.
I mean, I'm not going to kink shame you, but, like, I just found out about it. I'm like, why didn't you tell me sooner, Bertha? Not that I have someone named Bertha telling me about
it. I'd rather lead than follow, yes.
I maybe agree a little.
I'm done.
Wait, hold on. That praise and affection question, I'm still stuck on it. Because from my mom, yeah, I do a lot of stuff to try to impress my mom. Because that's an important thing, but yeah, so I agree a little. Yeah. I definitely agree a little bit.
Oh, I'd rather lead than follow.
No! Agree a little.
No, no, no.
How do I wait, don't okay, I'm done. Hold on, let me okay. Oh my god, Gemini.
I got Aries.
What the friggity frack? I'm a Leo, aren't I?
I'm a Cancer.
And this show proves to everyone that nobody has a personality based on their zodiac sign. That is bullshit. Well, kind of depends, to be honest.
We both got different ones every single time.
Yeah, we both got different ones every single time, showing that nobody really. Also, online quizzes aren't always right.
Wow, what a shock.
I know. Never would have guessed. I always thought they were right. They always thought they were correct.
I hope you all enjoyed this episode of Profound.
Yes. I hope you. I really hope you stuck around because this was a big boy doozy. Okay, ready to do that? We haven't. We've only done the exit line once, so let's try. Okay, this has been Fiend
and Rosie, and we're signing off.
Bye, fishies. Love you.
Love you.
Oh my god. Bye bye.